I would try loading not the LTS, but just Ubuntu 23.04.
Okay, what's the difference now between?
So this is the latest stable release, which is good until January of 2024.
Uh-huh.
And then this is the newest updated release. And then when you install this, if it works, great. If not, you can try reinstalling LTS. Because even with using... Let me see if it gives me options or if it just downloads it. If I just download it. Okay. AMD 64 ISO.
Well, I am very impressed with the 2204 and the other machines I have, you know.
Yeah, it's not going to be different. They just give more command tools and have a lot more access to software on 23.4. But in terms of navigation and everything like that and stability, I haven't heard anything bad come out of 23.4.
23.4. Oh, okay. Huh. I have not even seen anything on 23.4 yet.
Yeah, so I'd go to, I'd try creating an ISO with 23.4, seeing if that doesn't do you any luck, and if it does, great, you can be using 23.
It's out on the disk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just got to download it here, I can download it for you, but you just got to burn it to the disk.
Okay.
When you get home, obviously using...
I use Rufus.
Rufus will work, yeah. It's usually what I use for all of my disk running. But I'll let that stop, and you can restart it. Or no, where is it? There. So there's also this other one here, the PC Dawson. This one, it's a Linux ISO, but it was made for Intel processors. So if the 23.4 doesn't work, then you can retry this install and then try to load the PC Dawson Ubuntu image. Okay. They specialize this around Intel processors.
Okay.
So that might be why the driver isn't working, because the Linux is built off of AMD 64.
Yeah, yeah. The interesting, you know, this is kind of a side thing, because my real focus on, is on RISC-V processors.
Yeah.
Because I want to get a... let me buy you another lunch.
Oh, thank you,
Bob. Thank you.
I appreciate
that. You know, that's the real thing that I have. And then I have to write some machine code to show how to install it inside code inside modules.
What language are you using?
Little tiny jobbies of one file.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then what happens is I can take and use this. I can take the C code. And I look at the assembler from the C code, mm-hmm. and I say, that has to be changed, that has to be changed, but it's minor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're using C?
Just plain old C, transparent. Even with line numbers, I have like colon L1, colon L2, colon L3. Remember that way you could look at the disassembly and you tell where the instructions are. Okay. Then once you get this done, then you go over to the ARM. Oh, look at those are the same instructions. I just have to do it.
Yeah.
Now I want to go to RISC.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
But I thought, thank you very much.
Yeah,
okay, and I appreciate it. It's a
But like I said, if try the Linux 23.4 first.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, go to your download history in Firefox and look for that one I just downloaded. It'll look a little weird.
Okay.
But that's designed.
I'm not going to do this for a while because I need to get onto the RISC-V.
The RISC-V, yeah.
That's a high priority. Yeah.
Actually, I just ordered myself a Raspberry Pi.
Oh, they are impressive.
Yeah. I just got one because I wanted to make this fun project where I learned a song, a Metallica song, on the guitar. Uh-huh. So every time I play a note, it's going to ignite a little propane torch, and so it's going to play with the notes and stuff. But I wrote a script in Python to do that. So.
Yeah.
So that should be fun. I'm messing around myself, but I want to get more into the Raspberry Pi and machine IoT devices and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's where the future is.
Yeah.
You know, in a sense of looking at the 8086, they've made it much too complicated. They have too many instructions. It's just, and you don't use the instructions. The compiler doesn't.
Yeah.
Look at and see what GCC compiler writer did, and hey, that's pretty bright. Oh, the funny part is I called one thing like his POW, the base 2 to the 63.
Yeah.
And I looked at how it compiled, and what it does, it zeros the 64-bit register, then subtracts one. You guys are thinking.
Yeah.
Well, have a good day, and thank you.
Thank you, Bill. You take care, and I hope that Linux download works. I think that second one is probably going to be the one that works for you, since they designed it around the Intel, and they designed the Ubuntu to actually prioritize the Intel processors.
Okay, but I said I'm not going to do it for a while because I have this other stuff that I feel is very important.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
See you later, Nelson.
Take care, bro.